is Maxine Ray. I'm conducting an interview for the Civil Rights Project, sponsored by the Kentucky Oral History Commission of the State of Kentucky, the Historical Society. I am interviewing Mrs. Anna Beeson at her home here in Bowling Green. Today's date is March the 20th, 2001, and our subject this night is Civil Rights Movement. Miss Beeson, will you give me your full name, please?
My name is Anna Lois Beeson. My maiden name is Whitlock. I was born October the 10th, 1947, to Mary Adeline Green Whitlock and Charles Wesley Whitlock Sr. in Henderson County, Kentucky.
Where, how long have you lived in Bowling Green?
I guess about 41 years.
Now, where did you attend school?
As a child growing up, I attended before integration at Abbott Street Elementary School in Henderson, Kentucky. And after integration, after the first year of integration, I attended 7th Street School, which was only a block away from my house. And I went back after that, I guess after 58, I went back to Abbott Street School and from the 7th and 8th grade there. And after that, I moved here to Bowling Green, Kentucky, and attended Warren County High School then. Mm-hmm. And from there, well, I started out at High Street High School, and then from there to Warren County High School, mm-hmm. which is now called Warren Central High School.
What's your occupation then?
I'm an assembler for General Motors Corvette plant.
Now, back to the schools that you attended. Can you remember any kind of incidents or anything that happened to you because of your race or because of segregation?
Okay, during integration, you know, during the year of 1958, I was in the 12th grade. At that point, I went to a predominantly white school, which was 7th Street, a block away from my house. And I can remember a lot of things that went on. A lot of times the teachers were wouldn't give me the grade that I deserved, and I would have problems with the students at the time. And even after going to 7th Street, I decided to go back to the all-color school then, which was Abbott Street in the 7th grade, and I would have problems riding a city bus.
Hmm. What kind of problems did you have there?
Well, when I get on the bus, which it was only a few children on there, I wouldn't have a seat because these children would tell me they were saving the seat. And sometimes they would be saving the seat for their friends, and a lot of times the seat would be empty from the time I got on to the time I got off, which was maybe 6 or 7 miles at the south end of Henderson.
Now, the children that were saving seats were these white kids?
They were white kids. I was really the only, at that time, the only colored child on that bus.
Mm-hmm. Well, how were the parents at home? How were they, you know, talking to the children then, and what were maybe they were saying to them going to school and integration? Did you get any kind of specific instructions on how to act or what to do?
Well, you know, coming up as a child, my dad always told us, you know, never to pick a fight with anybody, mm-hmm. but to always take up for yourself. So, I mean, even if we got whipped fighting, we get another one, got home if we didn't fight back. But we were always taught never to pick a fight, never to pick on anybody, mm-hmm. but always take up for yourself.
Well, now, how did you ever get a seat on the bus? Did you eventually?
Yes, after the, after the third day, I was determined I was going to sit down. So what I would do, because I knew a lot of times some of these white children would be saving a seat for anybody, they just didn't want me sitting by them. So I decided one day I was determined I was going to get me a seat. And I would, when the bus would stop, I would pretend to be falling, and I'd step on their feet and kick them. So the next day that I got on that bus, from that day on, I had me a seat on the bus.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of any other incidents that happened to you in Henderson, or?
Well, when I was going to 7th Street School, I had to fight a lot. I mean, you know, we fought a lot, mm-hmm. For the fact that you know, you have some, you know, you have some nice children you go to school with, but then some were just so unruly and just mean and prejudiced. I mean, prejudiced even to the teachers. And that's why my mom decided after that first year at 7th Street that I could go back to the colored school, which was at the street, until I moved here. After the 8th grade, I moved here. Even to here, I had problems.
Oh, you did. Well, let me ask you this. Were the churches or anything involved in the civil rights? You know, like, were there any kind of meetings going on at the church, or maybe to instruct children on how to act and what to do or what not to do, or what anything?
Okay, in Henderson, you know, of course, during the civil rights movement in Henderson, mm-hmm. and integration was, I know, 5 years before in Henderson than it was here in Bowling Green. Oh. So moving to Bowling Green was like stepping back in time 5 years. But in Henderson, I may have been too small to remember anything that went on pertaining to the civil rights movement. I only knew that, my mother always pushed the issue of voting when she always worked at the polls. And she always pushed that issue of voting, but as far as any kind of meetings, I was probably too small. You know, back then, parents would talk, but they wouldn't, you couldn't get into the conversation. So I really don't know what really went on.
After you got to Bowling Green and you said you had problems, were they different, or was it the same kind of problems in the schools? Were the teachers any more receptive to you here?
Okay, even in the schools, I can remember being in the 10th grade at Warren, then it was called Warren County High School, which is Warren Central now. Then when I went to Warren Central, which now is called Warren Central, back then it was Warren County High School, I had a teacher who called a few of us together, and two or three of us in our geography class asked us what would we want her to call us? Negra, colored, or just what? And I can remember telling her to call me Anna Whitlock, because that was my name. And I can remember an incident in, remember whether it's a science class that I was supposed to get an A. I was on a test, I was supposed to have gotten an A. When I got my test paper, my report card, I got a B because the other girl by the name of Anna got my grade, and they gave me hers because they wanted her to have straight A's and keep her off of the honor roll, keep her on the honor roll. Or keep her with her straight A's. Oh. And I do remember that.
Did your mother or parents say anyone put up an argument about it, or did they go out to the school to see about that?
No. At the time, my mother was so busy working. It's not like today, She was so busy working that she really just didn't even take the time out to do that. But she, I was really hurt because she knew I studied when I was in school.
Did you have any particular... did you have any special civil rights heroes, any of the civil rights leaders, local or national?
National, I guess I would have to say Rosa Parks, because I feel like that she really fought for equal rights, and that right was that we paid the same amount of money to ride the bus, to have a right to sit where we wanted to sit on the bus. And it brings me to think about myself when I was coming up as a child. How when we got on the bus, I had no idea I couldn't sit at the front of the bus, but I would go with my aunt just downtown to shop, and I would always run to the front of the bus. And she'd always tell me to come back here. I had no idea that I couldn't sit at the front of the bus until I got older to understand. So I would have to say Rosa Parks.
Now, did you remember any other kind of sit-ins or anything that happened to you?
I remember one time, I think it was like in 61. Of course, integration had already begun in my hometown in Henderson. So we had the right to go to the front of the restaurants to order what we wanted to. Well, I remember this incident, two of my girlfriends. Well, we were from the county. We went to school at High Street, but we lived in a county. And I didn't know any better. They didn't know any better because they lived in the country, they didn't know that they could, we couldn't go into the local drugstore downtown and sit down and drink a Coke. It had something to do with doing homecoming. We went to get some material to make a float. So after we got our material, we decided we'd stop at the drugstore and get us something, a Coke to drink. And we went in and had a seat. Well, we had no idea. We had to go to the fountain and get our drink and go out. Well, we sat at the table. Well, it took forever for them to wait on us. And I just remember at the time the waitress going to the manager asking, do you want me to wait on them? The manager's answer was, you may as well. So after we sat there for a while, we had no idea we were staging a sit-in.
Oh.
So after we sat there and drank half of our Coke, we decided we had been away from school long enough and we need to get back. So I remember my mother telling me about the slight sit-in that was one at one of the local drugstores, which was at the time, I think, was Pearson's drugstore. And I had told her, she had no idea her daughter was involved in that sit-in. But that's something that I've always wanted to do, be a part of a sit-in. And I guess I got my wish.
Do you belong to any, did you belong to any civil rights organizations or any kind of organization?
Yes, I belong to the NAACP, the Warren County, Bowling Green Warren County chapter. I've been a member, I guess, since 1967 or something like that. And I have really enjoyed it and have worked faithfully with the chapter. It's for equality, equal rights, and anything for equal rights, I don't mind getting involved in.
Well, can you remember any particular cases or anything that you all handled during your time in the organization?
Not really.
Not quite.
Well, I know it's a lot of things that happen, and I remember that I know that the NAACP would do a lot of things, a lot of times for non-members, when it came to equality, equal rights. But we weren't, you know, if they down, especially if anything happened, they had to go downtown. It was always kept quiet.
Well, am I not asking you something that you want to tell about? That you want to tell me? Am I forgetting to ask?
Well,
I can't
remember. I remember an incident that happened at when I was going to a Warren County school in my history class. I had this history teacher. At the time, he was a basketball coach at Warren Central, Warren County then. And I had a problem with a few of the male students because I was the only colored child in that class or in that history class at that particular time. And I would always have trouble with this one student. He had already gotten put out of one class. But it just so happened that this history teacher, I went to him because I was having problems. And I never was afraid to stand up for what I thought was right. I didn't care if I was only colored child in that class. I wasn't going to allow anybody to run over me. I was just that type of person. I'd just been reared that way. So before I get into a real problem, I decided I'd tell the history teacher. And he did have this one particular boy put out of history class for good.
Well, thank you for the interview, man.
Well, Maxine, I really appreciate you coming by, and it has given me a chance to get some of the things off my chest. I've enjoyed, I can look back now and see the things, and you see the children that are coming along now don't realize what we went through and the fight that we, the things that we put up for them. My children don't realize it because they didn't have to go through what we went through. They didn't have to fight. We had to sometimes fight our way through. I mean, literally fight. Even as a child, I had to fight just to go to school every day. Things have changed, but then they can be better, too.